The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. And I've been actively seeking him since 1993, over 30 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default, you're serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It is important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you are in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to take this further. Today I'm going to talk about how to become an anointed one. Overview. At the time of writing the article on which this broadcast is based, I write regularly about anointed ones, but realized yesterday I give very little guidance on how to become an anointed one. It is vital to realize that until you are filled with the Spirit of the Almighty Creator, you are far from Him, and your faith is to a point without purpose. This broadcast will share some points on how to become an anointed one. I would stress that the first step is to come to true belief. I would emphasize that prayer to Jesus, Muhammad, Moshe, others does not count. I will then advise you that you should invite Father to fill you with His Spirit again and again. Then it will be stressed that you should worship regularly and ask Him to fill you. I will then advise you to anoint yourself with oil to represent the anointing of Father's Spirit. The next step is to start climbing the mountain, start serving the Creator. The first step is to seek to become a friend. The final step is to seek to become a friend. We will then look at more information regarding your seeking friends. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this broadcast is based on the article 2020-1104, How to Become an Anointed One, One Filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. As I said a moment ago, at the time of writing the article on which this broadcast is based, I write regularly about anointed ones, but realize that I give very little guidance on how to become an anointed one. It is vital to understand that until you are filled with the Spirit of the Almighty Creator, you are far from Him, and your faith is to a point without purpose. This broadcast will share some points on how to become an anointed one. In fact, this is so important. until you are filled with the Spirit of the Almighty, until you're able to come close to Him, until you're able to hear Him, you're able to converse with Him, you're really missing the point of why you're on earth. Very few people understand this, and very few people actually walk this out in reality. I'm going to talk now for the next few minutes about how you can become one if you're not one already. And there are not very many on earth who are. So the first step is to come to true belief. The first step in the journey is to come to true belief, a deep, settled assurance of the reality of the Creator. Consider the engineered nature of all around you. Consider sexual reproduction of virtually all plants and animals and also humans, and pray. Watch the video, Why Seek Relationship, Most Important, on the website, or you can search for video, Why Seek Relationship, Most Important, on YouTube. Fundamentally, look at the precision of all around you, the planets, the solar system, the earth, the plants, the animals, the human beings. These could not have come into existence as the consequence of some random process. They are manifest evidence of a highly intelligent creative agency with engineering ability. I've said this point has come to true belief. There are a lot of people who think they believe. They believe in the Bible, they believe in Jesus, whatever, but they don't have a deep, settled assurance of the reality of the Creator, and they're not attempting to seek a relationship with Him. Ultimately, the Creator was lonely. He says He's always existed. He set about creating people who could commune with Him, who could talk to Him, who could do things with Him. And He created the universe. He created the solar system, the sun, this planet Earth. He created the plants and the animals, and then He created us with one goal only, for us to become His friends. And if you're not seeking to become His friend, you're missing your whole reason for being on earth. Also consider sexual reproduction of plants, animals, and humans. The male and female have to fit together perfectly, physically, emotionally, psychologically, genetically, etc. It is impossible for this to have come about randomly. Both male and female had to exist precisely as they do today in order to reproduce and continue each species. Where did the Creator come from? The answer to this is precisely the same as the answer to where did all this stuff come from. The answer is, I do not know, but this is real, so I believe. See the article on the website, on the webpage, Our World Today History, for a detailed account of the progressive evolutionary creative process that happened to bring all of this into existence. I really urge you to step right back and think carefully about what I've just said. There is no ways that all of this came into existence as some uncontrolled, unmanaged, unstructured, undesigned, random evolutionary process. It was not possible for male and female to self-invent fitting perfectly together and able to reproduce. The only way it is possible is for an external creative agency to have engineered all of this. And I really ask you to see that, because frankly, if you can't see that, you've got a problem. The Creator says He's always existed. I know from deep personal experience that He exists, and therefore that is good enough for me. Read the article, Headlines of Walk, on the About page on the website, for some reasons why I say I have deep experience of His existence. Also visit the article, Why I Believe, on the website. beyond that, disregard arguments from the Bible, and particularly arguments that say that Genesis 1 states that creation took place in 7 days of 24 hours. This is false. Genesis 1, correctly translated, says that creation took place in 7 intervals of time of indeterminate duration. In other words, creation took place over potentially hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of years. Humankind only fits in the last 6,020 years. Prior to that, Father was creating everything else. Again, I say to you, look at it. It's amazing. Take a piece of fruit, marvel over the construction, the pleasant flavor, the interesting texture. How did that come about? And then there was a tree, and the tree had blossom, and the blossom was fertilized to give fruit. How did that happen? You can look at so many different facets of what's going on right around you to see that there has to have been a creative agency, an intelligent engineer. If you still have doubt, pray, Father Yah, James Robertson says you exist. I want to believe this, but I still have doubts. I ask you to speak to me or show me in some concrete way that you exist. Then look out for events that demonstrate that he's real and expect the unexpected. If after all this you still do not believe, then I have to caution you that when you die, your spirit will remain with your corpse and you will become an ancestor spirit or demon trapped on earth forever, or at least to the end of the millennium. Not a nice outcome, so it's strongly advised against. See the webpage, Where Are You Going? The thing to understand is that Father wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants to have a relationship with you. So if you go to him sincerely and humbly and say, Father, I'm battling with this. Help me to know that you are real. I have great confidence that he will meet you where you are and he will confirm his existence in a way that you will be able to understand. But you have to come to him meekly and humbly, not arrogantly, sort of like, God, prove you there. I hope I make my point. I had the benefit of a very dark situation where I was planning to kill myself. My parents were interceding for me, and Yah spoke to me audibly, as clearly as you can hear me now, in a locked room. And I knew that I knew that I knew that the Almighty Creator had spoken to me, and I've gone forward for the last 30 plus years not doubting that he exists and not doubting that he wants to speak to me. There is a huge reward for belief in the Creator. If you go all out to serve him, you will qualify to enter heaven and receive a glorious resurrected body with authority and power commensurate with the rank you've attained through your service on earth. It really is worth it. Read the article Demographics of the Kingdom on the website. In what follows, I will assume that you've reached the state of a deep, settled belief that the Almighty exists and that you are now seeking to draw close to him. To reach this point, pray, Father Yah, I now recognize and believe that you exist and are real. I repent of my unbelief and I ask you to forgive me. And in the name of Yahushua, incorrectly Jesus, I ask you to admit me into your kingdom. Some people refer to the state change that occurs on sincerely praying this prayer as being born again. You die to your old self as a servant of Satan and are born again as a new creation in the kingdom of heaven. Having prayed the above prayer, then read and apply everything in the article Critical Actions on First Belief, which is near the bottom of the website. there's a huge cutoff between somebody who believes in the Creator and is going to find themselves somewhere in heaven and somebody who doesn't believe in the Creator who's going to end up as a demon or ancestor spirit on earth. Think of it. You could end up spending at least the rest of the millennium, nearly 1,000 years, in the coffin with your rotting corpse. Secondly, prayer to Jesus, to Muhammad, to Moshe, Moses, or other being, Buddha, whatever, does not count. Note that if you once prayed a similar prayer, but you prayed it to Jesus or to another prophet, you're not a believer. We're speaking here of belief in the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. If you prayed to Jesus or another prophet, you need to go through the process set out above. If you worship Jesus or another prophet, and or worship the Bible or the Quran or the Torah or whatever, you're not a true believer. You need to repent. Pray, Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I confess my sin of worshiping whatever, and I now repent and ask you to forgive me and help me to worship you alone. There's so much wrong thinking, folks. The satanic and demonic realm have totally corrupted mankind. They've totally corrupted religion. And so what you get from your local church or mosque or synagogue or whatever is a little bit of truth mixed in generally with a lot of error. And that is designed by the forces of darkness to keep you from an intimate personal relationship with the Creator, because the competition, the contest that is underway, works on the basis that if there's not a single believer in right standing, free of sin, on the final end of the contest in about May 3003, about 980 years from now, then Yeshua will not return and Satan will rule on earth for eternity. The next step in getting to the heart of my message, invite Father to fill you with his Spirit again and again. As soon as you've prayed the above prayers, the next step is to be filled with the Spirit of the Creator. It is so that the vast majority of people who at some time in their lives came to belief and prayed a prayer similar to that above have never been filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. On the 25th of December 2015, there were less than 23 million believers on earth, of whom 22 million were not filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. So less than a million truly filled with the Spirit. And those 22 million, the vast majority of them, would end up in the outer darkness, outside the throne room, black, cold, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth for eternity, because they realize what they missed. Folks, it's no good just making a decision and saying, hey, yeah, I believe you exist, and then carrying on as before. You've got to have a state change. You've got to say, you know what, Father? I know that I know that I know that you exist, and I want to get close to you, and I want to be filled with your Spirit, and I want to hear your voice, and I want to do works for you. I want to perform miracles. Folks, the evidence of a true believer is one who walks in the power and authority of the Spirit of Yah, like Yeshua did, Jesus, and who performs miracles, heals the sick, raises the dead, walk on water, etc. If you're not doing that, you're not where you should be. You cannot get close to the Almighty and qualify for great reward for eternity without being filled with the Spirit of the Creator. Note that as above, praying to Jesus to fill you with his Spirit does not count. You'll probably have received demons instead. Pray, Father Yah, I come to you in the name of Yeshua, and I ask you to fill me with your Spirit and come and dwell in me. Father designed us to have a deep, intimate, personal relationship with us. The metaphor that he uses is the deep, intimate relationship that a man and a woman who are joined together should have, are designed to have. And regrettably, the vast majority of men and women do not know how to have such a close, intimate relationship, man and woman. And so it's very difficult for them to visualize what it's like to have a deep, intimate relationship with the Creator, because they have no life experience of what that's like. So the vast majority of people live in a very deficit-rich, poor, deficit-filled, poor relationship as man and woman. So much so that people have got all sorts of weird ideas about what makes a man and a woman today, but I'm not going to go there. And no idea that it's possible to have a deep, intimate relationship with the Creator. He wants to fill you with His Spirit. The benchmark for this is Yeshua, Jesus. You should read the first four books of the so-called New Testament, the New Covenant, and see yourself doing what Yeshua, Jesus did. That's the mark of a true believer. Then worship regularly. Ask Yah to fill you. Worship regularly, at least 1 hour a week, and preferably much more. Listen to suitable worship songs on earbuds on your mobile phone or on your pocket MP3 player during the day when traveling, on your sound system at home, etc. See the webpage recommended worship songs for songs you can download and use, and also the webpage some powerful worship songs. I've sanitized them, I've edited them, I've taken out wrong words as best I can, I've excluded the vast majority of religious songs have wrong doctrine. I've focused on what I believe is right, and even that's a bit iffy at times, but there's not much that's truly accurate. Specifically focus on songs that ask Father to fill you with His Spirit, to pour out His Spirit upon you, to pour out His fire upon you, etc. Make love to Him. Tell Him you love Him and that you want to please Him and that you want to spend eternity with Him, that you choose to be His servant and desire to serve Him faithfully to the end of your life. People talk about Father God or Father Yah glibly. The Hebrew word is Abba, Daddy. He wants to be your daddy. He also wants you to be His friend and to look out for Him on this earth. Then anoint yourself with oil to represent the anointing of Father's Spirit. Strip yourself naked in a private place, such as in your shower or bath. Stand on an old towel or similar so that you don't slip. Take a bottle of olive oil, pour a cupful, and pray over the oil. Father, I ask that this oil represents the oil of Your Spirit, and I ask it as I pour this out on myself and massage it into my body, that You fill me with Your Spirit. See the webpage Critical Actions on First Belief near the bottom of the website, and then the Article 7 Components of Drawing Close further up. Folks, you can see that. Say that's radical, it's extreme. Absolutely, I make no apology for being radical. I am radical. I'm radically committed to serving the Almighty and getting you to serve the Almighty. The spirit realm works on metaphor. By doing what I've just said, which you won't find in the Bible, and you won't find anybody who agrees with me, or you'll find very few who agree with me, except a few perhaps who've done it and have had experienced benefits. Pour it out. Run down your face. Rub it in all over. Say, Father, fill me with Your Spirit. As I Pour out this oil on myself to represent your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I give myself to you. Fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me. He wants to fill you, but he's a gentleman. You need to invite him in. So, so important. The time for playing games with Father is past. You're either serving Yah or you're serving Satan, and barring a few hundred thousand people on earth today, just about everybody's serving Satan. Then start climbing the mountain. Start serving the Creator. If you look at the cover for this broadcast, you'll see this jagged mountain. You're now at a point where you've opened the door to having a relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. It is now vital that you start serving him and build a relationship with him. Read the article, Demographics of the Kingdom, for a detailed discussion of the options that are open to you. These options are summarized by the graphic on the cover of this program and on the website, which depicts relationship with the Creator as a steep, jagged mountain that is difficult to climb. If you climb the mountain and get close to Father Yah, the rewards are huge. Folks, it's really, really important to understand. It is not easy and it is not trivial to get to a place of deep personal relationship with Father. The entire odds are stacked against you. Satan and his cohorts dominate on the earth, and they have gone out of their way to make it just about invisible that it's possible to have the sort of relationship that I'm talking about. It's up to you to say, you know what? I'm going to climb this mountain. I'm going to get close to Father. I want to sit on a high throne for eternity. It's your choice. You can end up as a demon on earth. You may not end up in the coffin. You may end up haunting somebody. But you won't be able to move without a body to ride on, a human being or an animal or a satanic messenger angel. We can pur into heaven and end up in the outer darkness. There are a very small number of people on earth today who are going to come to a place of esteem in heaven when they die. By believing as above, you've crossed into the realms of believers. But unless you concretely, day by day, serve Father and seek to draw close to him, you will end life in the realm of the outer darkness, which is the trash heap of heaven, where you will weep and wail and gnash your teeth for eternity as you grieve over your huge mistake of not seeking relationship or the religious zealots who misled you and trapped you. Assuming you start to serve Father and you are now filled with his spirit, as said out above, you will pass the point of the foolish virgins at the outer reaches of the throne room in heaven. And you will start moving towards qualifying for a place closer to the thrones. And if you keep at it and keep at it and worship daily and read daily and get on your knees and pray daily and do things for Father, it's no good just worshiping and talking. It's that you need to do something. You need to go out and reach other people and lead them to Father or lead them to draw closer to you. There are two separate pieces here. The one is your relationship, but if you have real relationship with him, you're going to want to tell other people about him, about your relationship, about the relationship that's available to them. You will be rewarded for what you do in the interests of the Almighty Creator in this life. And if you do nothing, you're not going to score too well on the day of judgment. Assuming you've cleaned up and ceased worshiping Jesus, ceased worshiping Muhammad, Moshe, Moses, the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, etc., you will cross over from the realms of the adulterous wives, the next rank in heaven, and you'll now be a wise steward, something like halfway towards the throne, from the back of the throne room. and you will then be with about 200,000 other people on earth today. You're now starting to make significant progress. It is vital that you now study to show yourself to be approved. There are over 9,000 A4 pages of information on my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org, including a set of about 15 PDF volumes up to May 2019 of my teachings for download at the compilation of most writings page on the website. After reading, praying, and growing, then the page Important Information lists a variety of other books and other resources that you should read. Folks, this is a journey. I want to stress to you that this is not trivial, it's not easy, and it is worth it. I can't stress it enough. The church, the mosque, the synagogue are teaching a whole lot of stuff that's gobbledygook and a waste of time, and they're not teaching you what you really need to know, which is that you can have a deep personal relationship with Father, that you can qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity. It's tragic. Almost nobody knows it. Almost nobody's doing it. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I have these broadcasts, is so that you can hear about it and do something about it. And the website will help you to get there. You're welcome to email me, and we can get on Zoom, and I'll coach you. I'll coach you by email, whatever. I want you to succeed. I want you to get there. That's my calling. That's my mission. It's my passion. That's the only way, only reason I keep going on earth. Then the page Important Insights lists a number of verbatim quotations of statements made to me by the Almighty at the time that I was the closest to Him that I've ever been, around the Day of Atonement in 2014. A key element of this journey is to conquer sin in your life and get to a point where you are free of sin permanently, full time. The reason I refer you to the Important Insights, you can read that and you can read the rest of the website, and you will see that there's a different tone, a different meter, a different ambience to the language there. Those are verbatim quotes of what the Almighty said to me on a whole diversity of topics. It is entirely possible to walk at that level of anointing, that level of intimacy, that level of inspiration, 24/7, 365 for the rest of your life. Sadly, in my life, something happened with my ex-wife. I got all messed up, beat up, spiritually, emotionally depressed, and I lost that anointing. I've never managed to recover it. Once you've lost an anointing, it's gone. You need to nurture it. You need to care for it. I didn't know that then. I do now. It's a jewel, of a pearl of great price. Treasure it. Seek it. Do everything you need to do to find it. Apply all you read in the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, the webpage, and you will get closer to the Almighty. You're welcome to email me for guidance, and we can connect on Zoom for me to counsel you and pray with you. I have a radio broadcast every Friday at 12 midday USA Eastern Time on www.w4cy.com, also on Talk4TV. The details are on the website. The broadcast is entitled Relationship with Creator, and all back issues over more than 4 years are available on iHeart.com podcasts. Search on Google or any other search engine for quote, Relationship with Creator Radio.com. Relationship with Creator Radio in double quotes. And you'll find there's about four websites with all the back issues. And then there's obviously the website with a very substantial amount of information, answers to probably most of the questions that you will have. Not all. If you need an answer that's not there or you can't find it, email me and I'll either point you to the right article or I'll answer your question directly. As I said, happy to communicate on Zoom, Skype, whatever. My passion is for Father to have more friends. I want you to become his friend. I will help you to become his friend. So my next point is to seek to become a friend. The only reason we exist is to climb to the top of the mountain and become friends of the Almighty Creator. This goal has been totally lost to organized religion and humankind generally. On the 25th of December 2015, there was only one person who qualified for the rank of friend on the whole planet. There were about 20 overcomers, and most of them were in significant sin and error. Folks, the people in the religious establishments, and it doesn't matter which establishment you belong to, whether it's Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever, they don't know this, therefore they can't teach it, and they can't help you because they're not there themselves. And if you look at what they're teaching you in the opposite direction of what you need to do what I'm talking about. If you are part of an organized religious group right now, you need to get out of it because it's not helping you. It's going to hinder you if it's not already hindering you. This is a lonely journey. If you have paid any attention to the Bible in the past, notice the fact that those people who are close to Father are pretty isolated from society. This is not the way Father intended it to be. He wanted to have a whole congregation of people that were in fellowship with him. But it hasn't worked out that way. Satan corrupted it. If you succeed in becoming a friend until you die, you will qualify for a highly prestigious throne in heaven with a glorious resurrected body, with great esteem and great authority. It will take dedication and perseverance and sacrifice in this life. But if you're willing to do this, you will come to a place of deep relationship with the Creator, where you hear his voice clearly, enter into dialogue with him, and act on his behalf on earth, such that you are able to pray prayers as guided by him that will start to change the situation on earth today. I say again, this is why you exist. Why would you seek anything else in your life? If you grieved by what's happening in the world today, if you grieved by what's happening between the Palestinians and the Israelis, if you grieved by what's happening between Ukraine and Russia, if you grieved by what's happening in Yemen, etc., 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 you can try and fix it in a human, carnal way, which we have plenty of evidence doesn't work, or you can do what I'm talking about and you can turn to Father until you come out one day out of the wilderness and you reach out your hand to a sick person and they are instantly healed. When you go to the corpse of a person who's died prematurely and touch them and raise them from the dead, then you will start to have an impact on the earth. Then you will start to make a difference. Until then, your life's pretty much a waste of time. I'm sorry to tell you that. I can't do it. I lost the anointing. I lost several anointings because I was on a steep learning curve and I didn't understand what I share with you today. So Yah, the Creator, desires to have deep personal relationships with people who become his friends. The ultimate goal of all of this, the entire creation, the entire history of Earth, the entire society in which we live, is for human beings to come into existence through procreation from Adam and Chava Eve and live lives that afford them the opportunity to qualify to enter heaven, to be found to be good and faithful servants, to be overcomers, and to become friends of the Almighty Creator, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. There's no other reason, folks. There really isn't. Step back. Think about it. You've got this hugely complex universe, hugely complex solar system, hugely complex planet Earth, hugely complex animals and plants. Excuse me. Why? For one reason only. So that we can have a deep personal relationship with Father Yah and make a difference on this earth. If you're troubled by what's going on the earth, if you can observe the things around you and say, you know what, he's right. There's no way this came into existence without a creator. I believe. Of these, the highest goal is to become a friend of the Almighty in this life. A friend of the Almighty is one who has strenuously worked to develop a close personal relationship with the Almighty through faith, sacrifice, discipline, by choice. A person who has done the hard yards to grow in obedience, dealt with sin, aligned themselves with the Almighty, sought a deep personal relationship, prayed the right prayers, spent thousands of hours in worship, prayer, study, seeking the Creator. A friend of the Almighty is a person in whom the Almighty confides his plans and discusses them and consults with them and asks their opinion, a person to which he admits his mistakes. If you have been privileged, if you are privileged to have a really good friendship with somebody where there's complete reciprocity, where you do things together, you share things together, that's what Father wants from you. He wants to do things with you. He wants to discuss things with you. He wants you to tell him your deepest secrets, and he wants to tell you his deepest secrets. He wants to consult you. He wants you to be his advisor, and he wants to be your advisor. He wants to help you in your family. He wants to help you in your relationships. He wants to help you in your business. He wants to help you in your ministry. And yes, you should have a ministry. That's what we're here for, folks. Really. So, yes, the Almighty does make mistakes. Satan was a mistake. Something went wrong with the design of the messengers, the angels, so that Satan developed pride and rebellion, a failed experiment. The contest in which we find ourselves today was a mistake. Satan provoked Father. He said, give me 7,000 years on earth. And at the end of 7,000 years, not one human being will believe you exist and be able to obey you. And if that's the case, then I rule on earth forever. And Father, in a moment of frustration and anger, agreed. Now he says it was a terrible mistake. He deeply regrets it. And then permitting Ham, the youngest son of Noah, who was a demon worshiper, to enter the survival vessel, the ark, with his father Noah, was a massive mistake as well. Yah is learning. He created all of this from nothing. He doesn't know what we're going to do. He says to me, James, I don't know what you're going to do in 30 seconds, let alone what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And he is constantly disappointed by people who don't do what he expected them to do. A friend is one who does just enough to provide for themselves and devotes as much time as possible to the service of the Almighty. A person who's entirely dependent on the Almighty and totally in love with Him. The Almighty desires friends above all else. I'm out of time. This is continued on the webpage, Creator Desires Friends on the website. And I'm going to go on and just do a few, share a few things just to wrap up. I want to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator today? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to Him. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, educated or uneducated, short or tall, thin or fat. It doesn't matter whether you're African, Asian, European, American, Indian, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Satanist or a witch or a warlock. He wants you to be His friend. He will meet you where you are today. Turn to Him and pray the prayers that I've already shared with you. And He will take you by the hand and He will help you to get close to Him. And I'm here to help you to get close to Him. That's my passion. That's why I get out of bed in the morning, is to earn the income that I need in order to pay for these broadcasts, to pay for the websites, to pay for the email lists, the email services. And to do as much as I can for Him. Busy correcting all the translation errors that I know of in the Bible. If you go to the website, ETI Bible Version, so far I've done, I've corrected from Matthew to 1 Corinthians. I'm trying to do a book a week. It's there. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. If this is the first time that you've listened to this broadcast, there are a few things I'd like to share with you after this. Otherwise, if you've been listening regularly, I'm going to close here in a moment and say to you good night. So whoever you are, whether you've been here before, whether you be, this is your first time, I urge you to rethink your plans for the rest of your life. Drop me a line. I will help you. Thank you so much. So in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering, and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March, 1993, when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that He was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. It's on the website, or you can search on YouTube. please visit my website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is available at the ETI Bible version on the website. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available if you search on Google for, quote, relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. There are about four podcast websites with the back issues. They're also on LinkedIn and Facebook. No, sorry, on LinkedIn and YouTube. Books with all my teachings from 1998 to May 2019 are on the compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the mailing list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. They're all across the top of the web page, website. I'm going to wrap up now, folks. I urge you to contact me. I urge you to make a commitment to Father, no matter where you are in the continuum that I've been talking about. He wants a relationship with you, and he will meet you wherever you are right now. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good evening. Goodbye. Father, I